by pushing up prices more than the jumps they experienced in costs. The competition watchdog has looked at 10 types of products sold in shops. An inquest has heard four teenage boys who died in a crash in Snowdonia last week drowned. Sixth form students Jevon Hurst, Harvey Owen, Will Fitchett and Hugo Morris were aged 16 to 18 and came from Shropshire. Their car left a road on their way back from a camping trip. Our reporter Sadia Chowdhury has been following developments.
It was a very brief inquest hearing, 4 minutes. None of the boys' families attended. That vehicle was found overturned and partially submerged in water on November 21st. And today, the coroner in North Wales said the provisional cause of their deaths was drowning.
Serious illnesses like heart disease and sepsis could potentially be missed by doctors in appointments done over the phone. A study says it's easier to diagnose people in person, but it also stresses mistakes are rare. Israel's reiterated its commitment to ensure the return of all the hostages being held by Hamas, with the pause in fighting now in its sixth day. International mediators are working to extend the truce in Gaza. Cold health alerts in parts of England have been upgraded from yellow to amber. Those in the northeast and northwest, as well as Yorkshire and the Humber, are being told cold conditions are likely to be felt across the health service. Our weather presenter Kirsty McCabe explains where the systems come from.
Originated over Scandinavia, so it's crisp, clean Arctic air, and it's moving in a northwesterly wind, and that's bringing it in, mainly affecting northern and eastern parts of the UK. That's where we have most of the warnings out.
The number of mortgage approvals went up last month after interest rates stayed steady. Data shows 47,400 were approved for house purchases in October, up from an eight-month low in September. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the weather. 4 degrees, sunny intervals and a light wind, so it's feeling quite cold out there, but nice and bright at the moment. It is going to cloud over. The rest of the week, you've got sunshine on and off, actually, and it should be remaining dry. Temperatures, again, 4 to 3 degrees, going down to about -3 overnight tonight. And over the weekend, about -5.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Bob has just appeared in the studio. Bob, you'd be pleased to know there are no lights to put up today, because I forgot to bring the stuff to stick the lights onto the ceiling.
And I came in early specially as
well. Oh, you didn't, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were a bit early. Get out. Yeah, what are you doing in here?
I'm going.
You can't go and sit next door because there's somebody else doing the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was in here dancing with my music on. They came in and said to me,
"Go and sit in the car park."
No, you don't have to. No, because I didn't bring the lights in. I meant to get the stuff. It's like you said, it's called white tack, not blue tack.
Yes.
I didn't know if you were pulling my leg or just
mucking around. No, you can get white tack.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to put the lights up, because I think we need some sparkly lights.
Oh, definitely.
And I was going to put them over that behind you. Not literally so they're behind you, like some sort of shrine. Because we can't put them on the tree unless they're battery operated.
Oh, is that right?
Well, because there's no plug socket over there, is there?
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we'd got a trip hazard. Bob, health and safety.
Oh, okay, right. I'll bring my drill in and I'll put a new plug socket in there.
Will you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. You're not going to do that, are you? You liar. Are you an electrician? No.
No.
See what I have to put up with from the boys in the studio.
I'm very sorry.
Scott Ross, now, I know out there you might be going, we're not interested in your Christmas decorations. We can't see them. I might take some pictures. But I did get Scott Ross to stand on the desk that you're sitting at now, which I thought at one stage was going to come away from the wall, and I'd have been laughing still even now, days later. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a bra of a rather large woman that's hanging up there, really. There is two of them, but I think two of them up there are a bit obscene, so it's just the one.
It's supposed to be a Christmas tree, I think.
Oh, is it?
Got a big bauble hanging from the bottom.
Yeah,
of it.
It does look like it's a bra. It looks like Madonna's conical bra.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Just one, lopsided. I think they came from Tony Smith.
I think they came from me.
Did they really?
Yeah, quite a long time ago.
Blimey, were they meant to be going to the skip? Only the best for Phoenix FM.
I don't know what possessed me to buy them in the first place, but I decided I didn't like them, so I brought them here.
Thank you very much. I've tried to make the tree as best I can with the decorations we've got.
You've done a very good job.
Thank you. I put crackers, and I've hidden the rest of the tinsel because I don't want people draping it around because it begins to look like some. It will do my head in.
Will it?
It will look like some sort of child. I can't bear things that don't match. You know, at Christmas, but it's all right if you've got kids and they put up multicoloured lights and things. That's fine. Yeah. When you're an adult, I don't want to sit in that.
Okay, fair enough.
Am I sounding a little bit fragile or something?
You're sounding a little bit Scrooge-like.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a Christmas carol. We recorded it a couple of years ago, so we'll be playing that out again. Put it up on the website because it was very funny.
Okay.
Natasha from Chicken and Frog played a character. I did, and a couple of other people as well.
Oh, okay. That yeah, would be interesting.
It is very
good.
I
thought you meant a Christmas carol.
No. We did the. We did it, and then I put all the sound effects on it, and it just makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Marvelous.
Shall I play some music?
Yeah.
Do you like Maroon?
Maroon 5, I think they're magnificent.
Shut your trap. Here they are with Sugar.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. No makeup on. That's my show. Show.
Now, Joe B. Fox was a guest on with our Joe last week. You can check out the interview. I love this song. He was playing live, actually, in London as well. This is Joe B. Fox, and this is called Falling.
never did look really out so truthfully.
Are you fine?
I was.
Are you fine?
Oh, yeah. I had so much hate in me. I stopped and I looked and I said to myself, I'm not liking what I see. Go. And now I'm going to get free. He was afraid of me.
Were you dreaming?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Trying to escape from my reality. I have to admit, when I was a kid, I could have used some company. Doesn't matter now, because now I'm going to get free. If it half kills me, yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
I'm
love Janet Jackson. That is the pleasure principle. Bob has just blown up. How many balloons have you blown up, Bob? 9 balloons Bob's blown up. Try saying that quickly. 9 balloons Bob's blown up. Could be a children's book. I thought they were going across the top of the door there. I've just tried to help Bob and basically... I know the decorations I want. And unfortunately... I've mucked up my balloons there. Bob, how many balloons are you blowing up now?
Just a few more. I'll do what I do. I'm only here one day a week. When I'm gone,
yeah, but
you can change it all around.
What are you doing, though? I don't understand what's going on with that. Is it going across the top?
I'm doing dangling balloons each side of the door.
Oh, no. No, oh, no, no. Do it across. You put it across the top. I think it looked nice.
When you open the door, it'll catch on the balloons.
Who's going to catch those balloons? They're right up on the ceiling, aren't they?
I'm done.
Bob's trying to join in with the festive cheer and he's getting basically ripped to pieces. Stand, I'm health and safety again with Bob standing on a very dodgy chair, but we'll see what they look like. You know, I just thought it'd be nice to have the balloons sort of up. What do you reckon? Oh, no, you might have to. What do you reckon? Or do you reckon it's going to do the door in? I think it's going to do the door in. Sorry, this is like a... Yeah. It's no good. Yeah, all right, well. Bob's got carried away with his balloons there, another addition to the studio. Like, it's like a children's party that's gone wrong. Anyway, moving swiftly on, let's play something that will get you in the party mood. This is Candy Staten with Young Hearts Run Free with a pile of balloons. Thank you, Bob.
Sense in sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. Yeah.
If you're wondering, that's not an iron lung. That is actually Bob blowing up balloons. Bob, those balloons, I can't believe they're still okay because they've been in the they've been in that filing cabinet for about 20 years.
I know, they're quite good quality ones.
They're very good quality. Yeah. How many are in there, actually? About 400.
Oh, there's loads, yeah. We could fill the studio.
Well, you've got all the festive colours. You've got yellow, blue and green. And orange. There we go. Merry Christmas. Man, I don't know what it is with you colourblind people, really.
You just, I don't know, you see a job and you do it and you don't...
You do. I don't know, he's just going to keep the balloon after balloon after balloon. Yeah. He's on a mission.
I am.
Yeah. He's tying them together. That looks pretty because he's got pink and red in that balloon display. Good. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Get on with your radio.
I can't. I've been put, all I can hear is... It's like Darth Vader in the studio. right, do you like Bruno Mars?
I love Bruno
Mars.
He's
very good, isn't he?
He's excellent, and he always produces quality stuff.
Well, here he is with quality stuff. This is Locked Out of Heaven.
Swimming in your world, something spiritual.
think I'm having a very lovely day today because I am really laughing. Bob Simpson, you can check his show out. He'll be coming up soon. He'll let us know everything that's coming up on his show. It's Bloomgate. Bob has blown up. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 11 balloons. Very good. Well done, Bob. Sorry. And In the Colours of Christmas, which is fabulous. What a display. I might have to. Do you do house calls for Christmas decorations with balloons?
Doorbells and everything, yeah.
I'm sorry to laugh. I will. Maybe I'll take some video and put it onto my Instagram, just with a little bit of accompanying music in the background.
Well, I'm doing my best. You're horrible, you are.
Yeah, that's the most awful thing in balloon decorations I've ever seen. You know, you get those lovely balloon arches and all those things where people do that. This is nothing like that. No. We've got the matching colours of Christmas of orange, blue, yellow and green. Oh, dear. Anyway, moving swiftly on, I better do some traffic and some travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Oh, well, it's made me laugh. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. It's Brook Street roundabout is fine. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel up towards the M11, no problems there. Brentwood is looking fine, A1023 and Wilson's Corner. Temporary traffic lights on the A129 Radio Road at Hutton Place, and the A12 that's going up towards Chelmsford is looking fine. More traffic and travel coming up with Bob in the next hour. The other thing I thought you were going to do is while I was doing the show, I thought you were going to switch on the Hoover.
No.
I just thought in the even background.
I wouldn't do that.
You can if you like. Got it. It's like Bob's not only blowing up balloons, he's now doing some vacuum cleaning in the studio. Thank you, Bob. Carry on. It's very good work. Here's some Blondie. This is Good Boys. Bob's being a bad boy at the moment, but nothing.
I know that. solid support local, independent, unsigned artists.
Don't be so quick to walk away. It's me, I wanna rock your body. Please stay. It's me, you don't have to admit you're on the way. It's me, let me rock you to the break of day. It's me,
got time, but I don't mind. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. So I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more. All can meet me in the middle of a floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. It's me, I wanna rock your body.
Justin Timberlake with Rock Your Body. Just coming out to 12:42 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Let's get some ads and I'll be back with more with Journey. Don't Stop Believing.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight.
I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
And as if by magic, he appears.
He sounds like a nice man, doesn't he?
He does sound like a very good show. And I'm joined by the one and only Mr. Bob Simpson.
Hello.
What's coming up on your excellent show today?
Oh, I've got lots today. As well as a song for Daphne, I've got a revelation to make about Daphne today. Oh. So I hope you people can carry on listening. We have got lots of music news, a bit about a lottery winner, David Bowie, a Christmas beer festival in Billericay, and did you hear about the rampaging ram?
No.
Ah, well, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, have to wait.
Okay. All that, me, lots of music, and as I say, a bit of a preview of something that's happening on the show with Daphne in December.
Yeah. It's a very Daphne-laden, heavy-laden show. Oh, she just messaged you.
I don't know what that was.
I bet she said, stop mentioning my name.
I should have been professional and turned my phone down.
Daphne's saying, I want to get paid.
Well, what can I say?
I don't know
how to answer that, really.
I'm not sure. Are you all right today? You seem a bit odd, especially with what you've just done with those balloons.
Daphne is a fascinating character. She's got quite a history behind her, and it's all to do with that. Yeah.
Excellent. Anything else?
No, just me.
Just you.
Isn't that enough for you?
That's enough.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. If you missed earlier, Bob's come in and blown up 12 balloons and gone into a bit of a frenzy.
Yeah.
He's now exhausted, so I don't know how lively he'll be on the show.
I feel energised.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be funny if they start exploding, because they're about 12 years old, those balloons. Joe will be sat here this afternoon just doing bang, bang. You all right, Joe? I think what they do sometimes with these the people who do like the balloon displays, they put things in them, don't they? Like glitter or other bits and pieces. You know, to have those arches, I think they're hundreds of pounds to have those, or about £100 maybe, I don't know.
And mine were free.
Yeah, they were. I mean, you could definitely go and do somebody's wedding with those.
You think so?
No. Right, 12:50. Do we like Michael Jackson?
We love Michael Jackson.
Here he is with Pretty Young Thing.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a P.Y.T. Pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me there? Right away, won't you, baby? Tender rooty, you've got to be. Spot my need, just sugar fly with me. Don't you know now? Let me take
Right, I'm going to leave you with a very cheesy song to get you in the mood for Bob. Although he's not cheesy. Here are the Doonies, Bob, with The Chosen Few.
We are the chosen few. You chose me, and I chose you. We're the chosen few.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.